Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Latter Rain 333, and I come to you in the name of our Lord Jesus, sharing with you the things that the Lord has shown me. For all the prayer warrior intercessors out there, I am asking if you would be interested in joining a prayer team for this ministry. The Lord asked me to start this, and it's not just for this ministry, but it's to be praying for so many people who are every day, daily asking me for prayer requests. So if the Lord has laid this on your heart, please feel free to contact me. I will have the contact webpage down below for you. Also, I want to say thank you so much for all of you who have been praying for me and my husband and supporting us. And the Lord has heard your prayers. And I want to thank you so much. During this time, we have been uplifted and the Lord has been with us. And we have felt his presence and we have seen many miracles. And so I just thank you again for all your prayers. It has been wonderful to see the body of Christ come together like this. And I thank you and I really thank the Lord also for all of you. I have been getting a lot of dreams, words, and visions in the last 2 months, like the last 6 weeks. I mean, it's like a flood of things that the Lord has been teaching me and showing me. And while I would love to share all of it with you, it would be pretty much impossible. But what I can do is give you more of a generalization of the things that he's showing me. And that today I have a message that he gave me that I want to share with you. But first I want to tell you about this deception that he has been showing me and how great it is. This deception is huge, brothers and sisters, and it's upon the church. It's upon the body of Christ. It's upon believers. And people think, oh, well, we can't be deceived. Well, you're wrong. We can be deceived. We can be deceived. And I'm praying for all my brothers and sisters right now that the Lord would open their eyes and ears to the truth of what's going on right now. Now, I want to share with you a few things. On the 16th of September, I had a very, very disturbing dream, but it definitely highlighted what the Lord had been showing me. At first, I didn't understand the interpretation, and then when the Lord showed it to me, it was like, oh, it's exactly, Lord, what you have been showing me. So here is this disturbing dream, and please, I just ask that you would hear me out before you turn this video off, and please seek the Lord for further understanding and confirmation. In this dream, I was sitting at a table outside with a lot of people, and we were eating food, and it seemed like we were fellowshipping together, and all of a sudden, I look, and standing right next to me was Trump. And he was holding a Bible in his hand. Now, brothers and sisters, here's the strange part. He wasn't in his body. He was like in a spirit. He was like a spirit. He was like a manifestation of him because he was all white. But it wasn't like he was emanating light or anything like that. It wasn't like he was transparent. He was not a ghost. He was not transparent. He wasn't emanating light. He was just a manifestation in white standing right next to me. And I woke up very freaked out when I saw that. And at first I was not sure what the Lord was showing me, but he has shown me the interpretation. And no, you're probably not going to like this interpretation, but I have to be faithful to what the Lord has shown me, and I'm going to share it with you, okay? All right, hang in there with me. Let me get my notes so I can share it a little bit better. Okay. This manifestation that I saw represents the leaders and the religious leaders that are leading his people astray. Because yes, this great deception has come upon many Christians. This manifestation is like a false angel of light. And there is scripture to back this up, brothers and sisters. 2 Corinthians 11:13-14, it says this. It says, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Hence the deception. There are people leading his people, God's people, into lies and deceptions, and they know it not. They are following false teachers, false preachers, false political leaders. And this is very serious. It actually could possibly be a matter of life and death if the Lord's people don't wake up right now. I want to read to you something else. That same night, I received a strong word from the Lord. The Lord woke me up and I heard Hosea 4. Well, the next morning, I looked at Hosea 4. And by the way, I don't remember if I said this. I received this. I think I said it on the September 16th of 2020. I looked up Hosea 4, and the beginning part of Hosea 4 I'm very familiar with because it talks about the birds in the air and the fish in the sea that are going to be destroyed. So I didn't see connection until I read further, brothers and sisters. And the Lord was definitely pointing to this deception upon his people. Listen to this. Hosea 4:6. My people are destroyed from lack of knowledge. Listen to this, verse 14. A people without understanding will come to ruin. You know, it says that if you follow false preachers, false leaders, false prophets, that you're going to have the same consequences that they are going to have. So it's very important that your alignment and who you come into agreement with are carefully prayed out with the Lord, that you have peace about it, because we are not to come into agreement or alignment with darkness, and anything that is false is darkness. All right, brothers and sisters, I'm sorry to have to bring this to you, but it's something that the Lord has been showing me. And I have a lot of other deceptions that I was going to bring to you, but for the sake of making it a shorter video, I'm not going to do that. The only other thing I'm going to bring to you, and hold on, let me find it, is a article. And I don't know if I put this out before, but this goes along with this deception, with Christians being deceived. I'm going to put it down below. Actually, I'm going to put two articles down below, and please check them out. Please read them so you understand this deception that I'm talking about. 2,700, this is what it's called, 2,700 evangelicals warn against politicizing coronavirus, urge Christians to take vaccine. That's the first one. The second one is, it's a Christian statement on science for pandemic times. And they're the ones who have started this agreement where 2,700 pastors have signed an agreement with the government. 2,700 pastors signed an agreement with the government. And on that second one that I mentioned, I think there's at least 5,000 Christians who have also signed this, I guess it's like a petition or an alliance, an agreement, whatever you want to call it. So this is exactly what the Lord has been showing me, and that's proof of it right there. All right, now I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to read to you this message that I received from the Lord. And this is concerning it, and I received this message on the 8th of September is when I received it. All right. All right, here it is. All right. Deception has come, and many of my own have fallen for it. They have been blinded to the truth, and if they do not wake up, they will fall into a pit that will devour them. They follow another Jesus now, and not me. For I am found in the Word of God and in the Gospels. It is there you will find your Master in who you are to follow and emanate. Those who follow man are heading down the path of destruction. As I warn, people hear it not, because they choose to follow those who will itch their ears and satisfy their own conscience. I will instruct you now on how to get prepared for what is coming, for there will be more tribulations before I return. Seek me on bended knee, for I will meet you there. Spend alone quality time with me through prayer and studying of the Word. Humble yourselves through repentance. Forgive those who have wronged you just as the Father has forgiven you. Seek mercy during these times of judgments that I am allowing. Be counted worthy to escape what is coming on the whole world. Fast and pray, pray and fast. Give up and sacrifice for me. It does not have to be food, but something that is near and dear to your heart. And consecrate this sacrifice to me. These are the things that you can do to strengthen our relationship together. Pray not to be deceived, but to walk in the light of the truth. As the waves are come crashing down, I will extend my hand to you and will pull you out of the waves of despair and will place your feet firmly on my rock of salvation. Do not look to yourself or man for your comfort during these days, because you will then be led astray. It is imperative that you keep your eyes fixated on me alone. Continue to walk in faith, as well as run the race towards the prize of salvation. I will be with those who call out to me and will forsake them not. Let all those who come to the living water do so with contrite hearts, so I will then hear their requests. To my bride, I say that I love you with an everlasting heart, and soon we will be together in glory forever. Your bridegroom and king, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And that was the end of this message, brothers and sisters. I kept on praying after I received this, and then I heard this. I heard this. And this is about receiving the power of Almighty God, Jehovah, Lord Jesus. This is what I heard. Do you not hear my voice yet? Let me blow the Holy Spirit upon you now, so your ears will be opened. Receive my power now. Through the Holy Spirit, I anoint you through the power of my blood in the cross. Ears and eyes be opened now. And then I heard from the Lord, and he said for me to lay my hand upon each and every one of you. I'm holding my hand up right now. All of you that are seeking the power of God to come upon your life and that want to hear from the Lord right now, receive that power now from the Holy Spirit, from the power of God. Let your eyes and ears be opened now. May you hear from him now. May you receive this power and anointing to go and to do his work and to do his bidding and to be with him in those secret places. Amen.